Football is played with your hands. Soccer is played with your feet. Here in the U.S., that's something that's been ingrained in American culture, despite any international criticism of its absurdity. However, a recently published paper reveals that the origins of the word soccer aren't American at all. They're actually British. Joining us now is the paper's author, Stefan Szymański. He's a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan. Welcome, Stefan.
Good morning.
First, soccer, football, no matter what you want to call it, yesterday's match between the U.S. and Portugal was just incredible. Cristiano Ronaldo finally shows up during the last possible seconds of the match. What a gut punch. What'd you make of it?
It was a great game, and I think in the end, a great result for the United States, and I think U.S. is almost certainly going to go through the group, which you'd have got good odds on before the competition, so I think great for Team USA.
The World Cup's been filled with so many close games, and it seems lately with each World Cup, the tournament's popularity in the U.S., just continues to grow exponentially. If this keeps up, will we start calling it football pretty soon?
No, I don't think you're going to start calling it football, because you've got another football which you play, which is obviously a far more important sport at the moment. And even if soccer does become really important, I don't think you'll give up. So I think the name soccer is here to stay.
So it's actually British or English. What's the history there?
So basically, the rules of the games that people call football in different countries were mostly written down in the last half of the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of different versions of these games. So there's the game that they're playing in Brazil, which was originally called association football. There's a game that looks a little bit like the American version of football called rugby football. There's an Australian game called Australian Rules Football. There's an Irish game called Gaelic Football. So basically, at the end of the 19th century, you've got all these different versions of football kicking around, and you need to distinguish one from another. And in England, where the association football version and the rugby football version were very popular, the names got shortened to rugger on one hand and soccer on the other.
Hmm. And how did the word soccer come to America then?
Well, it came pretty quickly, in fact, because already by the time this was coined, which is in the 1890s, already Walter Camp is doing his stuff and really turning rugby football into what you call football and what most of the rest of the world calls American football. And so and that really took off far more than, and became far more popular than soccer, although soccer was known in association football was being played in the United States. And so when in the first decade of the 20th century there's a big push to try and popularize the game in the United States, people start looking for a name to distinguish it from all the already established version of football, and that's how soccer gets adopted in the U.S.
Okay. What kinds of sources did you look at to track down the origins of the word?
So the origins you can find just by looking up in the Oxford English Dictionary, and you can read history books on the game which tell this story, which is actually reasonably well known. But what I wanted to do was to document the change in the usage of the words. So what I did was I got a student to go through the New York Times and the Times of London for the last 100 years and see how often the words soccer and football appeared in the newspapers each year, to see the changing popularities of the words over time.
Stefan Szymański is a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan. Here we're talking about the origins of the word soccer. Are you gradually acclimating, Stefan, to football with an adjective in front of it then? You've got, you know, American football, rugby football, etc.
Well, I was familiar with American versions of these games before I came. I mean, I like all sorts of football. I like baseball as much as I like cricket. What I find fascinating is the way in which each of these games develop their own history and really individuality. And that's if you like sports, I think that makes it all the more exciting.
We have friends in Britain, and we occasionally get into a talk about cricket and baseball, but I still remember a good friend of ours explaining that there is a game in Britain, or there used to be a game in Britain at least, maybe it's still played, called Rounders.
Oh, that's right. And, well, that's a traditional English game which goes back hundreds of years. And British people used to usually tease Americans with that because it is, to be honest, it's a children's game. And it's if you watch it, you can see it's like a baby version of baseball. And to some extent, it is the origin of the game. But obviously, in the U.S., it turned into something much more serious. But again, baseball was known in England in the 18th century. So the Prince of Wales in the 1750s actually is said to have played a game of baseball inside Buckingham Palace.
I didn't know that.
It has a long history. And baseball's also mentioned in one of Jane Austen's novels. So, and she never mentioned the United States at all in any of her writings. But she was writing at the beginning of the 19th century. So baseball, again, it's another game that came from England, traditional game from England. But again, when it gets into the hands of Americans, it becomes very different. It's changed according to the culture of the United States. Mm. So just because it has that origin doesn't mean to say it's obviously the same game.
What do you make of the world's preoccupation with the World Cup?
Well, I mean, soccer is the one sport that's really managed to have this kind of global penetration and achieve popularity everywhere. And you know, I think it's a heady mix of the most popular sport and nationalism, which is a very powerful force. And you have more nations competing in the World Cup, 209 nations in total, than you have members of the United Nations. There's only 192 members of the UN. So it really is it's the one thing that the whole world does, and you have this four-year festival where everybody comes together and plays the game. So I think it's a wonderful thing. We had boycotts of the Olympics in the 70s and 80s. I'm a little bit worried that we might be moving back into a boycott era in the future with all the corruption scandals surrounding FIFA.
What do you make of the rise in the popularity of soccer in the United States in recent years?
Well, it's been growing. It's been growing quite remarkably, and certainly, again, one of the things that's clear is, again, if you look at the frequency with which soccer is mentioned compared to the word football in the New York Times for the last 100 years, it's gone from about 10% of mentions 100 years ago to about 30% now. And it does seem that its moment is coming. And events with, you know, if the U.S. team does well, we're going to see increasing focus on the game. And I mean, certainly amongst a lot of young kids, you see people who now follow the Spanish teams, you know, Real Madrid and Barcelona, or they follow the English Premier League. And so I think soccer is taking its place alongside the other major American sports as one of the sports that Americans follow. I don't think it'll ever be the biggest, but I think it will be, you know, it can. There's no reason why it can't rank along hockey and basketball as something that, you know, a large fraction of Americans find interesting to watch.
It seems to me the public schools have done an awful lot to popularize soccer as well, just in terms of the number of teams that you find. Slowly, I'm talking over a period of decades here, the number of schools, public schools, that have started soccer teams.
Yeah, well, it's it's a relatively simple game to organize and play, and of course, you know, public schools have limited resources, and the difficulty with a game, the issue here is that soccer has always been a participatory game. It's always been a game that everybody plays, and I mean, it's not just American school kids. I mean, pretty much every kid around the world has played soccer at some point in their lives, and indeed, to play the game, it actually requires a minimal level of skill just to actually actively participate. The rules are very simple to understand. It's a very simple organization, whereas with the American sports, it's a bit more difficult. I mean, you need quite a lot of training to play a game of baseball, you know, sensibly, and obviously football is highly organized and highly structured. So soccer's more like basketball like that, where again, basketball is a relatively simple structure which pretty much anybody can do. And so in some ways, I think, you know, you might predict that in the future, it's the sports that will dominate will be soccer and basketball, although there'll always be a place for the other sports.
Who are you a fan of in this World Cup? Who would you like to see win, and is there anybody you'd like to see lose?
Well, I must say I've been really impressed by the way that Chile has played, and I think I'd like to see them do well. I think they're playing a very attractive style of football. I have a soft spot for Belgium as well, and but I suppose in terms of losing, I'm English, and in soccer terms, you know, Germany's always been the big bogeyman for the English. They're always the team that knock us out or beat us on penalties and whatever. So I'm probably would find it most difficult if the Germans won the whole thing. Although, to be honest, they're looking really, really strong. They're a great, great team, so they may well actually do it.
Stefan Chmielewski is a professor of sports management at the University of Michigan. Stefan, thank you for sharing with us the origins of the word soccer.
Okay, very nice to talk to you. Thanks a lot. España se viste de fiesta.